So, everybody remember this fella, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Abinah Bob?
Yeah.
It's Bob the Tomato. Okay, actually it's Bob. Anyway, listen guys. Say hello.
Hello.
Right, there I was, walking down the street one day, and who should I come across but
Bob.
Bob. Now Bob, I don't know if you all know Bob very well. Yeah, okay. Now then, Bob was feeling pretty down and gloomy, okay? Now, you all remember Bob from last time. He's pretty shy, isn't he? Doesn't actually say an awful lot, actually, on that. He's about the one and only puppet I actually know who doesn't say an awful lot. But Bob, anyway, was feeling pretty doom and gloomy. I met him in the marketplace in Dungarvan, all right? Now, Bob was telling me his story, and Bob has asked if I would actually tell you his story to you guys, okay? Wait a minute. I'll tell you why he was seeing him fairly doom and gloomy in a minute. Okay, but Bob was feeling pretty doom and gloomy. So Bob and I had a really good chat, and he wants me to tell you his story. All right. So, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bob, the only thing he says is, mm-hmm, okay? So there we go. So Bob was, how can we say this, Bob, eh? What do you reckon? Okay, we'll do it. Okay, right, we'll start from the beginning. Yep, okay, all right, there we go. So Bob was part of a wealthy family. He had a very rich daddy, okay, and he had a brother. But Bob, being pretty young and a lively type of guy, he decided that he wanted to go out and taste a bit of the world, taste a bit of adventure and do his own thing. So Bob here, Bob turned around to his daddy and he says, "Daddy, I want to have my half of the inheritance." Okay, and this wasn't a packet of sweets, by the way. He didn't want his half of the sweets. He wanted his half of the whole lot. Okay, so he turned around to his daddy. Now, I'm sure many of you might sort of know a similar story, but this is Bob, okay? This is Bob from Capoquin, okay? Bob from Capoquin decided, he said, Daddy, give me half of my inheritance. And Daddy went, "What do you want it for?" He said, "I don't know. I just want to go out and have a good time, Daddy." So Daddy, being Daddy, turned around and said, "Okay, Bob, you need to learn the ways of the world." So he gave Bob his inheritance. He had a big bag of money and half a packet of sweeties. And he took his half a packet of sweeties and his big bag of money and he thought, "Yeah, I'm heading to Dungarvan." And he headed into Dungarvan because Dungarvan was where it was really happening, wasn't it? Is that right? Yep, that was it. Okay, so Bob headed into Dungarvan. And he went and he saw all his friends and he went down there and they all got their skateboards and he started hanging around town and they went to the fish and chip shop and they went to the coffee shop and they went to the discos and they thought, and he got all these friends with him and they all had a really cool time. So why is Bob feeling so down and gloomy and down and out? Well, what happened was Bob blew all his money. He spent all his pocket money and his inheritance and he gave all his sweets away. So he had nothing left. Absolutely nothing left. Is that right, Bob? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So Bob had absolutely nothing left. He was in Dungarvan. He didn't even have money for the bus fare home. And he was on his own. And Bob was telling me, this is how bad it got, Bob, didn't it? Yep. He ended up with nothing. So he went round and he was looking for a job. And all he could do was find himself a little job in a chicken farm, because there's lots of chicken farms around here. Okay, and he was out there feeding them. Was it pigs? Oh, it's pigs. Sorry, Bobby, it's pigs. Okay. Bob found himself a little pig farm somewhere, and he went there, and he was feeding the pigs. And do you know what? He was so hungry, he could eat the slops. Yeah? Not a single little bean pod would he be able to have. And he was eating them and feeding them away and things like that, and he was so hungry. In fact, Bob was so sad, he cried. He was so sad, he cried. Yeah, he was so sad, wasn't he, Bob? That was it. So, anyway, I thought what I'd do is I'd bring Bob along to church today. Because I reckon you guys would probably have a bit of advice for him. What do you reckon? Yeah? So Bob he really didn't know what to do. So I need some help, don't we? Bob needs help, doesn't he? So what is Bob going to do? Anybody here got any ideas what Bob can do?
Pray to God.
Pray to God? Yeah, pray to God. Okay, he's got no money. Okay, he's got no money. He can't get home. Or, well, he can't get a bus ride home.
Why can't he give him?
Spirit Radio? Well, unfortunately, I'll have a word with him, okay? But I think things are pretty serious. He hasn't got enough money for a car, okay? Did anybody else have the hand up over there? Somebody have the hand up over there? Matthew? Okay, well, this is not going down the right route here, is it? Or anything like that. Can any of the grown-ups sing what poor old Bob can do? Ah, go on then. Pray and go home. Bob, do you reckon you can go home? Oh, no. Bob is really scared because he reckons if he goes home, it's going to be terrible. Because his daddy is going to be so angry that he blew his inheritance, that he's got nothing left, and he's basically got the shirt on his back and that's it. All right. Oh, hang on. Jason over there wants to say something. What's that, Jason? Now listen to me, Bob. This is not working. Right? I'm going to give you some advice, Bob, okay? You trust me. So, Bob, this is what you're going to do. I reckon you ought to go home, okay, and say to your daddy and say, sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. I blew it. And please will you take me back and give me a job even. Yeah, maybe if he goes home, daddy might give him a job on the farm. All right, so there we go. So I'll see you later, Bob. Off you go. Bob goes. Okay. Bye, Bob. See you later, Bob. See you later, Bob. 2 days later. Hello, Bob. Well, Bob, there's a big smile on your face. What's going on? Wow. Seriously. Blah, crumbs. Blow me down. It's windy out there, isn't it? Blow me down. Here we go. Okay. Well, Bob has just got some wonderful news for us. All right, Bob went home, and do you know what happened? Okay, Bob went home, and his daddy was standing there waiting for him, and his arms were like that. Okay, his arms were like that. And Bob saw him, and Bob went, running, and his daddy went, and his daddy's arms were like, whoa, Bob, come on in. And his Bob, I am so pleased to see you. All right. And Bob was just blown away because his daddy put his arms around him. And his daddy said, welcome home. And his daddy told all the other people on the farm, on the servants, to go and get him a new cloak, a new coat, yeah, and a ring, and some new shoes. And he treated Bob so special. Okay, and he even told him to go and get a big cow and chop him up, and we're going to have him for Sunday roast. Get the best cow. And so Bob... Oh, see, Bob was just blown away by how his daddy actually accepted him home. And his daddy actually loved him so much that even no matter what Bob had done, his daddy says, I love you. And I'm willing to have you home. Is that nice? So there we go. And do you know what that reminded me of? Okay, there's a verse in Ephesians. There's a verse in Ephesians, Bob. I'm going to have a quick look at this a minute. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says this. All right? And you were dead in the trespasses of your sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world. So just like Bob, okay, everything had gone wrong in what he was doing in this world. Okay? And his daddy said this to him. My son was dead, but now he's alive. And Paul says in Ephesians 2 there, it says, but God, being rich in his mercy, because of the great love for which he loved us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. So just like Bob's daddy... was so happy to see Bob. He said, my son was dead, but now is alive. And he welcomed him home and did everything for him. So also with us. We were like we were dead in our sin. Because we were doing the things of the world. I've been there. That's why I understand, Bob. I understand too. Okay? But yet God, in his love and his mercy, yeah, in Jesus Christ, has accepted us back with big, wide, open arms and said, I love you. And actually says on to say there, right? And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that in the coming ages, I thought this was so cool. In the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Okay? So God, just like Bob's daddy, wants to show us so much love, so much kindness, so much grace, right? That we would be with him and know it, just like Bob's daddy was wanting to be with him. All right? So there we go, Bob. Are you going to go out there and blow it all again? What do you reckon, boys? Will you go out there and blow it all again?
No.
That's a no, sorry, no. No. Well, how do you do no with a puppet? So it's a no, isn't it? Okay? Because God loved you and he loved me so much that he's willing to open his arms to us. And he's waiting, isn't he? He's waiting for each one of us. All right? To be received again by him. So thank you, Bob. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you, everybody. Matthew, you have one final comment? Well, that's another story for another day. Yeah? Big brothers. I think Jonathan understands what it's like with big brothers, yeah? Anybody else understand what it's like with big brothers?
I do.
You do. Okay. All right. So what we'll do, we'll let Bob tell that story another day, okay? But today, hang on. Jonathan, that's enough, please. But today it's just enough to know that when Bob blew it, his daddy was willing to take him in. Yeah? His daddy was there with big, wide open arms to say, hi, welcome home. I love you. All right. Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks, everybody else. And shall we close in prayer? I think we're going to close with a song in a minute as well, okay? So there we go. Do you want to pray, Bob? No, okay, I'll do it. All right. Heavenly Father. Yeah, let's just dwell on that just for a moment. We've sung that God, you know, Jesus loves and things like that, but just dwell on that thing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we do have a Father who loves us so much. And who's willing to forgive our trespasses, who's willing to forgive our sins, who's willing to accept us back when we've blown it, when we've made a mess of everything. Oh, we thank you that your love and your grace is far wider than we could ever imagine. And that your arms are wide open, waiting to receive us. Lord, please help us to understand the immeasurable wonder of your love and your grace in our lives. Thank you for the lessons which Jesus taught us, even through the life of Bob. But Lord, we thank you that you teach each one of us as well all these truths, and that you have stored up in heaven such wonderful things for us, and even this life to be lived in this world now today. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.